Sorry. So as Yannick mentioned, one of the mandates according to the program of work was to develop capacity building materials on equitable access to water and sanitation. And there had been a discussion that actually a lot of experience has been collected over the past 5 years through these concrete projects implemented now in about 10 countries, and that more than developing general materials for capacity building, the most important and what I mean can really prove possible progress would be building on these country experiences. So it was felt that the most powerful messages would be building on these concrete examples and progress achieved in countries. So this is why the expert group at the last meeting in Budapest discussed the development of a new publication which would build on the lessons learned and the main findings and progress in all the countries which have been involved in assessing the situation of equitable access to water and sanitation and in developing equitable access action plans or taking concrete measures to improve the conditions of equitable access. One of the background also for this publication is that many countries are working, of course, on implementing Sustainable Development Goals targets 6.1 and 6.2. And this can also incite new countries in carrying out such assessments of equitable access to water and sanitation to have a real good understanding of what is the real situation in the country, because national statistics often hide inequities, and it's difficult to know what are the challenges faced by some groups of the population. So this would also be one of the objectives of the publication, to consolidate all these lessons learned from previous activities done under the protocol on equitable access. So you have one document which has been prepared on that purpose, which is the outline of the publication on to capitalize findings of the work on equitable. It's one of the informal documents for the meeting. And the proposed structure of this publication would be as presented now on the screen. So an executive summary to highlight the main messages, an introduction on equitable access to water and sanitation, the protocol, the human right to water and sanitation, and the SDGs. I mean, how all these instruments and obligations and commitments relate and are going actually towards the same direction. Then one chapter focusing on the assessment of the situation of equitable access to water and sanitation. In the different countries, what have been the different methodologies for implementing such assessments? What were the main findings in some of the countries? They have been actually different from country to another. And also recommendations based on these previously carried out exercises for new countries which might be interested to start such assessment. Then another chapter on planning and implementing actions to achieve equitable access. So based on the findings, how do you move forward, and how can you improve the situation? So again, based on experiences from countries, what were the different planning methodologies in the different countries, examples of actions and concrete measures taken in countries at policy level, for infrastructure, for capacity building, awareness raising, and recommendations from countries which have decided to develop standalone equitable access action plans. And then, as Yannick was mentioning, one of the key issues is basically once you have a good idea of the situation and the challenges of equitable access, once you decide on the measures that you want to implement to improve access, how to finance them. And it's, of course, one of the main issues faced now by the countries which have progressed in the understanding and in the planning. And so there is a proposal to dedicate one full chapter on this issue. At the working group, the expert group meeting in Budapest, we invited new partners which are working on this issue, namely the World Bank and IWA, to explain the work they have been doing on this, but there is also much more that could be done under the framework of the expert group to understand what are the actual needs of countries in order to make sure that improvement can be financed in order to finally improve the equity of access. And so the publication, in the publication, it's proposed to tackle the issues around financing and then examples of financing approaches in countries. So national financing, funding through donors, bilateral cooperation, and so on, and recommendations for on this topic. And then in annexes to include country profiles from the countries which have already been carrying out such work, and the whole publication will be built on contributions, which will be much longer, and then only summarized in the country profiles. So the proposed timeline for the development of the publication is the following. So you have now the draft outline, and we invite the working group to provide comments actually by the 20th of December, so 5 more days. and then we also invite the countries which have been involved in the assessment and in developing development of action plans to provide country contributions by the end of January 2018. On that basis, so both the revised outline and the country contributions, an annotated outline of the publication will be prepared, and a possible contribution to this would also be a meeting of the expert group to be confirmed, but which might be organized in June next year, focusing on the financing issue. And then it will be discussed at the next working group for finally being prepared for possible adoption by the meeting of the parties in 2019.
So now we can conclude with the upcoming activities and the state of work. So as an activity...
Microphone, please.
Oh, it's mine.